97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
So glad you joined us today. My guest is Mr. Greg Lee, who is the Senior Communications Director at YMCA of the Triangle. Greg, thank you for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me, Sharon.
Thank you. And Greg, we're going to make it clear that we're talking today about the Chapel Hill Carrboro YMCA, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Well, talk to me. Tell me all about the YMCA, sir.
You know, the YMCA here in Chapel Hill has been a part of our community since the late 60s, early 70s. And we have really enjoyed being a part of this really unique, diverse community. We are now part of the YMCA of the Triangle, so we are one of 15 branches across the Triangle who make a real effort to deliver support, programming, and opportunities for the community we live in.
Well, now you mentioned 15 branches. Do all of you have a certain standard that all of you have to meet as you run your YMCAs?
You know, our mission is the same, to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all.
All right.
And so here in Chapel Hill, we love that mission because we really believe we are for all.
Right.
Our door is open to anyone who is looking for a place to get healthy, connect to community, enroll their kids and families in programs that deliver on really critical services. We feel like we work hard every day to meet this community right where it is. All of our branches across the Triangle are doing great work to fill community need. But what's really unique about the Y is that here in Chapel Hill, we grow and change based on what this community's needs are, with a goal of delivering on the same mission. How we deliver that might be different here.
Okay.
We are constantly listening to what community needs are, whether it's parents who need more a different type of service for their kids, whether there's an opportunity to serve a community of adults or seniors. Our role is to listen to what the community needs and figure out how to best provide it through programs.
Well, now, Greg, let's assume I've just landed from Mars and I know nothing about the YMCA. What are you? I hear you listening to the needs, mm-hmm. and I hear you giving back and helping people, Christian-based, mm-hmm. but what do you do?
Yeah, so, you know, when most people think of the YMCA, they immediately think of a place to come work out, or go for a swim, or maybe somewhere for a summer camp for their kids. And we are certainly a place that that strives to provide quality health care or fitness programs, child care, and most of our branches have a pool. But we are so much more than that, Sharon. Our programs aim to deliver where there's a need in our community. And so some of the things that the community might not know about us is beyond those core programs, we are reaching out to the community through programs that we've got this really incredible program that serves cancer survivors, specifically designed to give them wellness support and spiritual support. We offer a program to help prevent diabetes and fight pre-diabetes in our community. One of the newer programs we're doing here in Chapel Hill is to support seniors, and it's called Moving for Better Balance. And it's a falls prevention program for seniors because, as you know, as a senior, balance and falling can lead to a lot of other challenges.
Oh, the old broken hip,
level.
Yep.
We also offer a program called Y Learning, which is incredible. We focus on the group of students in our community who are struggling to meet school system benchmarks, and they get after school tutoring free of charge.
Oh my goodness!
Through a program. Just this summer, for the second summer in a row, we partnered with the town of Chapel Hill at the A.D. Clark Pool and offered our Swim for Life program. That's a free swim lesson program. We know that children who are minorities are much more likely to drown than their counterparts. And we recognize that a lot of the camp programs the town offers are to low-income or minority families. And so we partnered with that pool. They provide a space. They have campers. And we bring our instructors to their pool to give free swim lessons. So there's a whole lot more than just working out.
Yes.
Or just going for a swim the Y is doing. And our goal is to make sure that we're supporting our community and making it a stronger and better place for everybody.
How is it sustained? How do you get paid? Do you have grants? Do people pay for anything?
Yeah, you know, most of the programs I talked about are funded through our annual campaign. Again, the YMCA, a lot of folks see us as a swim and gym, but every year We go out and say to the community, we want to tell you our story. And we tell stories of actual people here in Chapel Hill who've been affected through Y Learning, through our Live Strong, which is our cancer support program.
Wow.
Or through, you know, scholarships to camp. And we ask for a gift. And so last year, our YMCA raised over $350,000 to support these programs.
Just by asking and telling people what you do.
We tell our story.
Tell your story.
And they can ask and say, would you be willing to join us and help to support your neighbors in the community? And we'll go back out again this year and try to raise even more than that. Because what we find is we have been really fortunate in being able to offer these programs, but the need is great and is constantly growing. Our goal is to make sure every single person who needs or wants support from us gets it. And so we continue to make that ask and to share that story.
Now, do you have corporate sponsors as well as individuals?
So we do have some corporate donors. You know, we've got this amazing, talented, and passionate group of volunteers who comes every year. And they tell our story throughout the year. But when it's time for the campaign, they go to their friends and their neighbors and their pastors and their dentists and their doctors. And then we have some volunteers who say, I'm going to go to this business. I know that they've been fortunate or they are they're in a place where they can make a large gift. And we'll ask for those types of gifts from organizations.
Amazing.
Too, yeah.
Greg, why don't you give us your contact information in case somebody wants to call you?
Yeah, you can get in contact with me via email at greg.lee@ymcatriangle.org.
Got it.
Probably the best way to get to me. And you can visit our website, which is ymcatriangle.org.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
What is the age group of people who can use the YMCA? I know you mentioned seniors, you mentioned children.
So I'm trying to think. We start as young. Our swim lessons start as young as 6 months. We have
six
a program
months?
Where a parent and a child can get in the water together and start to just learn comfort in the water and love of the water. We have folks who come and take classes at our YMCA well into their 90s. We have a chair-based yoga program that happens a few days a week. We have a specific group wellness program designed for seniors to improve flexibility and strength. So any given day at the Chapel Hill branch, you see moms and dads with kids and seniors in the water with each other. We really, there's no, not much of a limit on how, what
I was
going
to say, six
yeah.
months to 150 is yeah. what it sounds like. You've got everybody covered. Yeah. My goodness. Well, in the 30 seconds we have left, what are the hours for the YMCA?
So we are open Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 9. On Saturday, we're open 8 to 7, and on Sundays, 1 to 7 at our Chapel Hill branch.
So it's 7 days a week, mm-hmm. different hours.
And then in the summer, we have our outdoor pool at Metamont when we're open.
Metamont! Yeah. Yeah. Greg, let's take a break. When we come back, let's learn some more about the YMCA. This is fascinating.
Great.
Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 WCHL The Hill. My guest today is Mr. Greg Lee, who is the Senior Communications Director at YMCA of the Triangle. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest is Mr. Greg Lee, who is the Senior Communications Director at YMCA of the Triangle. And today we are focusing on Chapel Hill and Carborough YMCA. Greg, you mentioned you had camps, summer camps for the kids. Tell us about the camps.
Camps are one of the foundational programs that the Y does. And we've got a handful of camps in Chapel Hill, some at our branch, some at our Meadowmont location where the pool is. But really, the really cool and just unique location we have is Camp Clearwater. Camp Clearwater has been part of the Y and part of our community for as long as the Y has. We have parents now who bring their kids to Camp Clearwater who went to Camp Clearwater when they were kids. It's this beautiful 20-acre piece of land just outside Chapel Hill where, and I tell people this all the time, as a parent, how you remember camp is what your kids get to be. I think in a world where kids are, you know, really wrapped up in technology and scheduling and having to be at all their extracurriculars, this is a place where kids come to spend the summer and they canoe and they learn archery and they do arts and crafts. And they get to spend time outside. And I often jokingly tell parents, we're going to make sure your kids have a great time and deliver them back to you tired and dirty and ready to go to sleep when they get
oh,
home.
Oh, they're going to love
you. But it's just this really neat place where kids get to be kids during the summer while they're taken care of by our amazing staff who, you know, for us, staff not only are running our programs, but they're serving as mentors and examples and showing kids what it is to be an upstanding citizen in our community.
Yes.
Our counselors in after school and camp get a ton of training. It's important to us that they provide a safe place for kids, and so they're trained in CPR. They're trained in how to work closely with kids and show them the love they need. They're trained in how to recognize signs of child sexual abuse.
It's very important for us
that a child is safe where they are.
Yes.
And so we really invest a ton in these young people who are there to take care of kids in our programs.
That is delightful. Now, is there a cutoff for the number of kids can be in a camp at a certain time?
So we do. So there's a ratio that we run camp to camp for counselors to kids. So for example, at Camp Clearwater, in each session, there's about 180 kids.
That many?
We're probably seeing in Chapel Hill 400 to 500 kids a week in summer camp.
What?
And then in our after-school program at the branch each day, around 225 kids will enroll in after-school.
This is a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
But do people have to sign up? How early do people need to sign up to get their kids into the camps?
You know, we always tell people if when camp registration opens in the spring, the early spring or late winter, we try to start communicating and telling people exactly it's time to sign up, and we don't want you to miss out.
Yes.
Most of our registration happens online on our website, ymcatriangle.org. And almost all of our programs, people can find out about them and register for them there.
Okay.
Or they can stop by our branch, which is at 980 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Perfect.
And come right in and sign up for programs.
Perfect. I was going to ask you where you're located.
Yeah.
That's good for those who might not know. Let's now talk about the wellness program that you offer, Greg. I think it's called Live Strong.
Yes. You know, that program is an incredible program that's been going on at the Y for a few years. I believe we're in our second or third year in Chapel Hill. Live Strong at the YMCA is a specific group wellness program designed to support people who are living with or recovering from cancer.
Oh, my.
We offer the program for free thanks to our annual campaign. We've got community members who make gifts to support that program. And our instructors there not only focus on physically making sure cancer patients remain strong, because as you probably know, cancer treatment can really ravage the body.
Oh, yes.
We also try to offer a safe, comfortable space where people who are living or struggling with cancer can talk to each other. And so these instructors learn about specific emotional challenges that cancer patients face. We create this small group where people can share and talk to each other, lean on each other. And so not only do these cancer patients get really great physical support, what we find is they bond, they become close, they lean on each other, and it creates this amazing group support network for them, so that we are not only just helping to treat the disease, but helping to support the whole person.
Yes. Yeah. Now, the staff for that program, doctors and
They're actually our wellness staff, but they go through a certification process with LiveStrong. So the national organization LiveStrong partnered with the Y to create this program. And there are doctors around the country who've been a part of putting this program together. And I believe even some doctors here at UNC were involved in helping to lay the groundwork for what this program looks like.
That is just amazing how you can change these people's lives, give them some hope, give them some fun.
We are very proud of it. We are honored to be able to support folks, and we continue to offer it two or three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I just want to mention, at no charge.
So
if you know somebody who is a cancer survivor or living with cancer who you think this will be valuable for, go to our website, ymcatriangle.org. We want people to come and be a part of it.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to talk about was your Y Learning program. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, you know, we several years ago, the YMCA the Triangle recognized that there was a gap in learning in some places in our community. And so we recognize the school systems do a great job for students who were struggling and just barely getting by. We also recognize that there's a group of students who are meeting grade levels or excelling. But between those two students, there are students who are just kind of almost making it to the academic levels and the expectations, but aren't quite getting the support they need. And our school systems do a lot. And so we, as an organization that already provided after-school programming, some of our volunteers in our organization and our staff started to wonder how we could help in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we developed a program called Y Learning. And this is a program where 5 afternoons a week after school, kids who are struggling to reach academic levels get support from us. This is another program that through our annual support campaign we offer for free to kids.
Oh, my goodness
gracious.
And this
is an expensive program.
Yes.
Our staff helps to make sure that we run the program and support kids. And then we partner with teachers who say, we want to be a part of this too, come in and offer tutoring, reading support. Kids get time to do STEM projects, spend time on computers to learn more about how to do that. We have a site here in Orange County, and our goal through our annual campaign is to offer more sites like that around Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County to help support students to get to those academic benchmarks.
Right. Who tests them to say they're candidates for this program?
Typically, students are recommended through the school system. We have got a group of staff who work real hard to stay close to the schools and teachers and recognize where there are students who might be struggling.
Okay.
And we have seen incredible, incredible results. Some of our students have advanced 2 or 3 grade levels in a year.
See, that's a metric you can't deny.
Yeah,
it's working. Greg, let's take another break. I wish we could talk for 4 hours. Let's take a break. And when we come here, let's hear some more about YMCA. Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Greg Lane, who is the Senior Communications Director at YMCA of the Triangle. He's fascinating. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
I hope you're enjoying the show. My guest today is Mr. Greg Lee, Senior Communications Director at YMCA of the Triangle. Greg, when we started speaking, you mentioned that you fulfill the needs of the communities, Raleigh community, Durham community, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Do you find that using those examples, are they pretty much the same, or do you find there's a big difference in what the community needs are?
You know, a lot of the needs are the same. We found that most of the programs that one community shows a need for, there's almost always a need in other communities. But there are some unique things. You know, what I really love about the programs that we discover often is that they don't always come from a YMCA staff member. You know, I mentioned earlier the Swim for Life program
Yes.
that we partnered with the town on. That program actually was the brainchild of a volunteer in Raleigh who was a swimmer and a member of a Y, and recognized that he didn't see a lot of minority kids in the pool. And so he approached some staff members and say, have we ever done anything where we're making sure minority kids get to swim, where we're making sure kids who might not be able to afford swim lessons get to swim? And that program has blossomed across the region. And so, you know, Durham, several locations in Raleigh and Chapel Hill now offer this thanks to the volunteer. So that's how we listen.
Yes.
Whether it's a community member or a volunteer who comes with an idea, our staff is very smart. They come up with things, but we rely on the community to help us understand too. And this community has been wonderful. They are happy to make sure that when they see a need, they connect to support their neighbors.
And Greg, tell us about your job, your title. It sounds very lofty. You're the Senior Communications Director. What are you responsible for?
I think it sounds a lot more important than it really should. My job is to make sure that we tell our story to Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. And so whether that is through social media, our website, face-to-face communication, making sure our volunteer board is well-equipped and educated about all the stuff, cool stuff we do, email communications, and the way that we, you know, meet with people like you who are working hard to make sure the community knows.
Right.
My job is just to talk about the cool stuff we do. Our staff works so hard doing the great work at the Y that they never take a second to tell people about the great work they do. So that's my job.
We understand.
Incredible group. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like they got a strong leader, too, within you, Greg. My goodness. You mentioned volunteer board. Is this a board of directors, higher-level people with different companies, or what comprises your board?
So our advisory board in Chapel Hill are made up of community leaders and people in our community who want to see our branch really do better, grow, and support the community. And then we have a board at the association level in Raleigh who oversees a bigger way all of the Ys.
All right. Well, let's close by asking you, what do you find is your joy in your job? What wakes you up in the morning and makes you smile?
You know, I think like a lot of jobs, my job can seem tedious, but when I can see the ultimate success of programs that can help someone lose weight and avoid that diabetic line, when I can see a cancer patient connect with somebody and be strong, or when I can just see a kid having a great time at summer camp, it reminds me that that we are fulfilling our mission in our community, and we continue to try to do it.
You are a joicer, I will tell you that. And you heard it here. We're out of time, and I just hate that because there's so much more I'm sure you'd like to share with us, but I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. Letting the audience hear all the wonderful programs that the YMCA has to offer. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Sharon.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today has been Mr. Greg Lee, who is the Senior Communications Director at YMCA of the Triangle. That's our show for today. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.